Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Radio. Love sensation. Slow. With your host, Rich Money.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school. A Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Savior? Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song.
My.
We know we love you.
you've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and see your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were
mine, I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything.
Rich money, 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 money. darling, that is sexual healing. Let's make love tonight.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I just had a brief intermission because I just found out some news, you know, about my cousin. So I had to get myself together on that one. You know, there's always something. So I just found out one of my cousins is in critical condition. He's in the hospital. He's one of the young cousins. He's about me. 36, 37, borderline diabetes, kidney failure, and boy, you know, on my father's side, my cousin passed. Then after we buried her, my uncle passed. And it's like, now, you know, well, I just want y'all to pray for me and pray for my family, so, you know. Let everybody know the man that spirits has the last words. But I want to thank y'all all for tuning in tonight with your boy, Rich Money, you know, how we do things, take things to a whole nother level when it comes down to this flow jam thing, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I just got to get myself together, excuse me right now, you know. Sometimes news just make you feel like, ugh. But let me get myself together. I want to thank y'all once again for tuning in. The question I have for y'all tonight is, can you stay in a relationship with your spouse if there's no sex involved? Is that where the true love comes in at? Can you stay in a relationship with somebody if there's no sex involved, your spouse? Your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, you know, do you just have to leave? Because if you have to leave, I feel like you're basing your relationship on just sex. Sex ain't always what it is in a relationship. Yes, you got people that's addicted to it, they got to have it, but is that grounds for you to step out of your relationship? Me personally, I don't think so. I really don't think so. I don't think it's grounds for you to step out of your relationship because sex is not involved. You know, it's other things in relationship besides sex. You got trust, commitment, You know, you got the loyalty. Sex is not the only thing, you know, when it comes down to a relationship. At least I don't think it is. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to get back into some music. I'm going to come back, let y'all know a little more things about what's going on with this family business. And also talk about this relationship thing we got going on here. So stay right there and don't move. It's your boy, Rich Money. Love Sensation. It's part of it.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Radio. Love Sensation. Slow jam.
Disagreement. What if I told you I lied but didn't mean it? What if my one mistake had the potential to break up our happy home?
Would you wanna know?
What if I confessed it and though she didn't mean nothing since it happened, you're thinking about leaving?
What if I suppressed it?
And made a vow to never mess with another. Is it cool for me to smother the facts? Is it cool for me to cover my tracks?
If you never know.
Oh, would it not be hurt you more? What if I told you that I had a confession? What if I said 4 years ago when we were arguing,
he came to comfort me
and I wound up pregnant, and I just can't say for sure
if the baby's yours.
Now what if I confessed it and it turned out not to be a baby after you've been tested and destroyed what we've been blessed with?
What if I depressed it?
You're the baby's daddy anyway. Is it wrong for me to want you to stay? Would you rather have me tear it away?
Be a lonely
family, Or is it just too big a secret to keep it on the low?
This is Peter. What are y'all doing? You're supposed to keep them together.
Driving me insane, boy, I'm going down.
deep. Boy, deep, believe me. Since you've been gone, everything's going wrong. Why'd you have to say goodbye? Look what you've done to me. I can't stop these tears from falling from my eyes. Ooh, baby.
Think about you more, yeah. You know.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. It's your boy, Rich Money. That was my joint, Butter Love. You hear what they speak in? You got that confidence. Sexiness. Wow. Next did it on that one. They really did it on that one. But, you know, this weekend, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know, single ones holding it down by themselves. Happy Mother's Day to the fathers that's playing a Mother's Day role. You know, you got those fathers out there that's single as well, doing the parent role, you know. Happy birthday to my son, Isaiah. Yesterday was his birthday. My sister-in-law, today is her birthday. Happy birthday to her. My niece, Imadi, her birthday was April 29th. My man, little man, his birthday was May 4th, you know. But as far as the question goes, can you stay in a relationship with your spouse if there's no sex involved? I mean, that's a pretty hard task to follow, but I don't think that a person should go out of their relationship, you know, if sex not involved. There's other things you could deal with, you know. Now, if you choose to tell that person, well, you know, we can do an open relationship. You could step out if you want to step out. I want to step out. You know, that's something different. Now, if y'all was having sex at the beginning and it just stopped, then do some role playing, you know. Do something different. Spice it up a little, you know. Take it to that next level. Do those things like you first met, you know. That's how you do that, you know, like you first met. You know, first met the person, boom. You know, do it like that. But as your boy Rich Money, I wouldn't be able to do that. You know, might joke around some here and there. You know, but everybody got their secrets in the closet, hidden underground, so you never know. But we're going to get back into some music because, you know, I want to thank Storm for last week tuning in, you know, holding it down. Yeah, you did her thing. Appreciate you, Storm. Thank you for holding it down last weekend. You definitely did your thing. I also want to, take this time out to say, you know, life is short. And I don't mean short in the distance, but I mean just short because I want to give a shout out to my pastor at church because we in Riverhead, Long Island, that's where our church is at. And our pastor comes from the Bronx, all the way from Soundview to preach the word. So, and we know a lot of people, so we're going to from Soundview. You know, so we know a lot of people, you know, that knew each other, that he know, that I know and everything. Well, it's crazy, but we never met, but we met so many people. We wound up talking, having a conversation, talking about the times and, you know, from back then. So I definitely want to appreciate, you know, a shout out to my pastor because he's definitely on point with everything. But what we're going to do right here, we're going to get back into some music. And just keep rocking out. We might go a little over tonight, but I'll let y'all know. We're going to get back into some tunes.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Sensation.
seems like just the other day that we hooked up.
I was driving, you were smoking, and I pulled you up.
From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah.
I was single, you were lonely, and we fell in love.
We would sit and talk for hours about anything.
Maybe you hang up, no, you hang up, on three hang up.
I bought you with my picture and I gave you everything.
Said you'd always be my baby, then you found.
How you gonna
up and leave me now? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change it up when we just finished making up? How you gonna act
hurt.
I did everything a good man would to make it work.
Girl, you should have told me you had second thoughts.
Like before I put the town on the house we bought.
Now I'm thinking you and me was a mistake.
But then it hits me and I'm missing all the love we made.
Girl, I know that we've been going through some things.
But the sun is somewhere shining even when.
It ain't worth being alone.
It ain't worth, that's why I'm right.
out there looking for a better man. Fellas, why?
How come we always do it wrong? We can't keep it home?
I don't know. Never thought of losing you.
Now my heart is beating fast.
I'm trying to figure out in my mind
what to do, find the words to say.
Remember when you said that you would never leave me? I'm steady knocking on the door, but you don't hear me. I can't let this happen right now. Please don't take your love, girl. I know I'm a stop. It's a doggone shame.
Yes, it's your boy. I want to ask y'all a question. This can pass this other question real fast, you know. But here's another statement, not a question. I'm sorry, not a question. A little gossip I want to bring on to it. Now, Method Man said Gorilla was nice to him, but she didn't even know who he was. Ain't that something? He didn't know who Method Man was. Everybody know who Method Man is. How Gorilla's an artist, and she didn't know who Method Man was. You know, but he didn't take it on a personal level. He kept, you know, his gracefulness because, you know, like he said, any other legend would have gotten so disrespectful towards her. You understand? Because you a new artist. How you don't know who this artist is? Everybody know Method Man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Everybody know who Method Man is. And then you got the Chris Brown and Usher. Now, Usher is the one who threw Chris Brown a party. So why you and your goons jumping on him? You understand? He did this for your birthday. And you acting like this because I think it was Tiana was there and you don't like her. Regardless of the fact, you're still supposed to enjoy yourself. And Usher being the man he is, he was just mainly, I heard, trying to calm Chris Brown down. And Chris Brown, once again, off the hanger. Acting like an idiot. That's what I said. Chris Brown acting like an idiot. You got to grow up, Chris. You got to grow up. But this question is deep. I think it's kind of deep, you know. It brings out a lot of things in people. Make people think a lot. You understand? But right now, I hope you laid back. Probably got the glass of wine in your hand. If you solo, you know, or just laying down, listening to the tune. Or you could just be with that special someone looking at the fireplace right now in your car. Whichever you're doing, it's all good. As long as you got your ears on this station right here, you're making it happen. Special request, Tanya from the Bronx. I told you, I got you. I got that song for you. Matter of fact, we're going to get into that right now. Here's a special request from Tanya from the Bronx. This is your boy, Rich Money, Deacon Powers Radio. Love Sensation. It's butter, baby.
This is a special request.
So amazing how this woman, he loves me. It's so amazing how this woman protects me. She's a queen and man that smiles is a true blessing. She gave us life and sacrifice without us asking.
You know, shout out to Tanya for that song from the Bronx. Definitely appreciate that song. You gotta realize, you got your Mother's Day coming up, you only got 1 month. You know, I know some people feel like, you know, I'm not gonna speak to my mother. Well, you spoke to your mother today. In 10 days from now, 6 months from now, 7 years from now, if you still here, speak to your mother. I'll do anything for my mother. And you got some people out here that don't have their mother. Like, my cousin passed away. She got 5 kids. And he's going to be their first mother to be without her. And my cousin, he got on Facebook. He was like, yo, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. Yeah, my mom's not here. And she always, my cousin, real fun. Love the kids. Mother's Day, they always do what they don't have fun and everything. So, I'm still alive, and you know, still get that effort, you know. Even if she's still be like, no, you know, whatever, such and such, and you got that woman to tell her to work with you, and hey, you try. You know, it's not really important, you know, regardless of the fact, you and your mother's not speaking, you know, at least try. Because like I said, you only get one. Not all parents, but parents, you know. Comes out to the radio. So we're going to get back into some time because it's almost about that time. We might go a little 5 or 10 minutes over,
But stay right there. Don't move. It's your boy. Response, love, sensation, mother.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love Sensation, Slow Jam,
You taught me everything and everything you've given me, I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. Oh, you were there for me, to love and care for me. The skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be. You will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
Ooh, you know I love you, mama.
Mama, you're the queen of my heart.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and say to me, I could change anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be.
face. Ooh, and baby,
of light, gods and divas, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens. That's it for tonight's show. I definitely want to thank all y'all for tuning in with me tonight and every night. I hope y'all enjoyed the tunes. You know, next week we definitely going to do it again. Tomorrow night, you got the Diva Squad, Storm, Ray Queen, and Miss Mo Better, chopping it up with their topics and giving you the truth to the matter feedback. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m., same channel, same number, same station. Then on Friday from 7 to 8 p.m., you have myself and Storm on Love Entertainment. This week, we're probably just going to bring out a topic and, you know, play some music, you know, get you in the mood for that weekend started, going to the clubs and all that, you know, getting you ready for that with Rich Money and Storm. But next Friday, we got the one and only Orange Juice Jones. I don't know if you know, a lot of people, you know, they could remember Orange Juice Jones, you know, but he's the one who sing that song, I Saw You and Him. Walking in the rain. He got a lot of things going on. He got a play coming out that's going to be hitting New York. So we're going to talk to him about that and everything. That's not this Friday. That's next Friday. And once again, I just want to tell every mother out there, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, my wife, my daughter, my sister, my aunts, all the females that I know that's definitely put in that hard work. You know, my kid's mother, Happy Mother's Day to y'all. You understand? And everybody, you know, that's doing what they do, as well, as I said before, to the fellas as well, that's doing what they got to do, you know, for the kids, you know, single parents playing a mother role. I know I'm definitely a Mr. Mom, so you can't tell me nothing. And I enjoy doing it for my family. You understand? So what I do, I do. Work hard. So you got to take that stand, you know? So I appreciate that. Happy Mother's Day to myself as well. You understand? But I want y'all to have a great week, great weekend. Just stay safe. Go with your first instance when it comes down to something. Don't double track it, because when you double track, that's when the problems occur. GQ Powers also got a big event going on Saturday, July 15th. We'll fill you in on that. Storm is part of it. She's the host of it. It's a AAECF concert in the park in Riverhead. Stay tuned for more info for that. If it rains, it'll be on July 16th. I'll give y'all more information on that. Storm know more about that. She'll definitely fill y'all in on it on Friday. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow, you know, with the Diva Squad. Happy birthday to my son. Happy birthday to my mother, my daughter, my sister-in-law. Happy birthday to you, Nicole. Hope y'all enjoy y'all day. Peace and blessing. This is your boy, Rich Money. Love and faith, yeah. His brother, baby.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Nobody
could tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know that I love you, sweetie?
And dear mama,
please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.